This podcast is a part of the Carbon Almanac network of podcasts.
And actually, roundabouts are everywhere in France. When you drive around in France, there's everywhere. And I think the roundabouts are in the Carbon Almanac, right?
Yeah. I mean, they are. And in the Carbon Almanac states that roundabouts actually help us lower carbon emissions in the most interesting way. And it probably has the most mind-blowing statistics. I mean, I couldn't have imagined that Ooh. Roundabouts are that effective.
Ooh, tell us.
Yeah. So, I mean, based on a study done in Virginia, Mike McBride, the former city engineer of Carmel, Indiana, he estimates that one roundabout in his city, in a city of about 100,000 people, saves 75,708 liters of gas annually.
That's a lot. How much is
that? That is a lot. And I mean, think about it. They say that there's a study that was also done in 2005. Roundabouts would actually save about 981 million hours of driving and fuel consumption by over 2 billion liters. If just 10% of the intersections in the United States with traffic lights were converted to roundabouts, that's the amount of energy and time that will be saved, about 2 billion liters of gas.
And so why roundabouts are so effective in saving traffic time and fuel consumption? I don't drive, so I don't know.
I think a number of things. I think, first of all, rather than being idle in the car waiting for the light to turn from red to green, there's really no stopping. And so, first of all, there's a smooth flow of traffic and it just saves time so people can drive around rather than waiting in a single spot for a long time. And, you know, traffic lights can build up traffic very, very fast. And that happens in Nigeria. And I know that it definitely happens in other parts of the world for sure.
You mean traffic jam?
Yeah. And so there's traffic jam and that just goes away with roundabouts. And I think the other part is there's no need for electricity. I mean, there's no red light, green light. So there's no need for electricity. And the coolest part is we can have trees inside the roundabouts. And we can have really nice, you know, plants.
Can you have trees? Because you need to see what's on the other end of the. I mean, on the of it when as you go around, you don't need to see what's on the other direction. Do you?
Well, maybe for some roundabouts you might have to, but I doubt that has to happen in all roundabouts. Cause I mean, I see a lot of pictures since I started looking up roundabouts and I see some beautiful trees in some parts of the world. And some even have like, it's almost like I wouldn't say forest, but it's like a few trees knitted together and just being cute. If that word applies. So,
so that's great because it makes the traffic smoother.
Yeah.
So, save time and also driving time.
Yeah.
Does not require electricity and maintenance.
Yeah.
I mean, not maintenance bulb, the light bulb, the traffic lights.
Yeah.
Are they more effective in terms of accident? I don't know.
I don't know as well. But personally, I don't hear of too many accidents that happen at roundabouts. At least not around where, I mean, I see accidents a number of times, but hardly ever. I don't think I've even seen one happen at a roundabout. So I don't know if that might be a factor. I don't know if it's generally safer or maybe there's no difference yet, but I don't think so.
Hmm. And so what are the disadvantages of roundabouts? Because if it's so good, if you should have them everywhere.
Yeah. I'm not sure if there are too many disadvantages of roundabouts. I think I think it eats up space for sure. That's one thing, because, you know, yeah, that's some land you have to give away to build a roundabout. And so traffic lights generally don't require so much space. They're literally just up. But roundabouts would require some space. And maybe more maintenance as well. I think the other thing to it is, if, I mean, most drivers are used to traffic lights, especially if that's a lot more in the places that they drive. And so getting used to the fact that maybe there's no traffic light here anymore, there's now a roundabout, might take a while. But I don't think that's a hard thing to adjust to generally. So, yeah, I don't know that many disadvantages that roundabouts have, except the land that they take up.
I'm reading on the Carbon Almanac that also drivers are initially opposed to change. I think this is one of the biggest problems. It's not so much about the roundabout, but it's change. It's humans.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I totally agree. We're a bit opposed to change as humans, but if there's a decision to build a roundabout and the roundabout is there, you're going to have to drive around it. I don't know how opposed to change you are, but if you want to get to where you're going, you're going to have to drive around it.
You've been listening to Carbon Sessions, a podcast with carbon conversations for every day with everyone from everywhere in the world. We'd love you to join the Carbon Sessions so you too can share your perspectives from wherever you are. This is a great way for our community to learn from your ideas and experiences, connect, and take action. If you want to add your voice to the conversation, go to thecarbonalmanac.org/podcasts and sign up to be part of a future episode. This podcast is also part of the Carbon Almanac Network. For more information, to sign up for the emails, to join the movement, and to order your copy of the Carbon Almanac, go to thecarbonalmanac.org. Be sure to subscribe and join us here again, as together we can change the world.